The Wolf Wake Up Crew on 102.9 The Wolf.
Here we go, 7:50 Facebook fight live on 102.9 The Wolf. Mandy, where are we headed for this one?
We're going to the Ramsey, Minnesota community page, not to be confused with the Ram Tucky page.
And this is sort of a Facebook venting.
About the school drop-off line.
Uh-oh. All right, we've got to give our fine print, our Facebook fight safety clause.
That the names in this fight have been changed to protect the guilty.
All right, who's going to play whom?
PT, we're going to have you play Ramsey, Ron, and Val.
Uh-oh. Ramsey, Ron, and Val.
Yep.
We're both here.
Yep.
Greg, you're going to be Stephanie.
Okay.
Joining us from sales this morning, we've got Sharon, the newly engaged Sharon.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
You're going to be Daria.
Okay.
And then I'm going to be Sunshine.
Love that.
Let's ray of.
Ring that bell.
Ramsey, Ron. School drop-off line etiquette from a parent's perspective. Number one, pull forward as far as you can. Number two, stay in your car. Number three, have children get out of the car. They will be fine. They don't need your help to get their backpacks on, blah, blah, blah. They can do it. Four, that was a little bit of water boy right there. Four, pull away and get on with your day. Number five, do not park in the drop-off line. The Ramsey Elementary drop-off line is a nightmare. Figure it out, people. You've got this.
Sunshine. A lady was parked in the drop-off lane this morning, right smack in the first spot, not pulled up, blocking the whole thing. It was then I realized it's been almost a whole school year, and this parent hasn't gotten the concept. I have given up.
Val. That drop-off zone stresses me out every single day. You'd think people would figure it the F out, but no. I absolutely hate it.
Stephanie. It's the most stressful part of my day for sure. Drop your kid and press the gas, stupid. It's not time to do your makeup.
Daria, I literally am like screaming in my car every time I go to get my daughter or drop her off. It's my own personal hell.
That pickup line gives me hives, girl.
This issue leads me to think that maybe they should skip breastfeeding instruction at birth and instead discuss parent pickup lines for when kids start school.
I've asked if I could help with the drop-off line, and the principal told me no, and that she'd have teachers out there directing traffic.
Just take it upon yourselves and do it. Buy some safety vests and go for it.
I hope everyone realizes this post was mostly serious, but all in good fun. A mom stopped me tonight and said she got a good laugh out of it. I told her we should get Road Rage and Mom's Ramsey bumper stickers. So for the people trying to start drama over it, let's not take ourselves too seriously. It ruins the fun.
And there you go. Good luck, Ramsey moms. I think
I've already gotten the website roadragingmomsoframsey.edu.
And Sharon, you know this. You've been stuck in these lines before.
Yes.
This is your own, seriously, your own personal hell.
They are horrible.
In which town, Sharon, where do you live?
Can
you
say? I'd rather not. The fifth.
Elk River.
Keep going. Reminder, Sharon's name has been changed to protect the guilty.
All right, if you notice a little dust up on your news feed, take a screenshot, get it over to Mandy at
1029thewolf.com.
All right, or you can just slide into our DMs.
Oh, yeah.
All right, coming up, the annual list of the weirdest names in the news last year. Let's see if we can't make Mandy laugh. How about that?
As long as it's not dad jokes, Greg.
It's close. It's coming up. And we'll also have tickets for Willie Nelson, Alison Krauss coming up on the hours. 9 after the hour, every hour on The Wolf. Next chance to win, 8:10.
You're waking up with The Wolf. The Wolf Wake Up Crew with Greg Thunder, Mandy, and PT.
102.9 The Wolf.